If you could give some advice to maybe a junior histologist who hasn't presented a poster on a topic, what type of encouragement or suggestions could you give that person to give them the confidence to present?
Yeah, I think it's a big step, and I remember it when I was doing it, and I think there's nothing, you have to have a leap of faith, I think, is the first point I'd say to them. You know, you may not feel that what you've got is that exciting, but if you've thought it through and perhaps sought some advice from experienced hands within your working environment to see whether they think what you've come up with or what you'd like to present is interesting enough to be of value, then that's the first thing they should do, is try and evaluate that they do believe they've got something that is of interest. The second thing, and this is probably something that I've always held dear to myself whenever I've done things, is that I tend not to like to do what I call me too studies. I say that very in a very open way. I have less interest in looking at what somebody's done when they've already done it five times before and the data is no different to what was already published. So those don't really add an awful lot to a meeting if it's well and truly out there and you've just done something that's very similar. So it needs to be a little bit design innovative, and tries to ask some key questions. So writing down what you are trying to address, what are the things that you want to put across, is very helpful when you're putting a poster or a presentation together, because those points are the things that need to come through in the conclusion. Did you or did you not manage to prove those objectives that you set out to do? And I think that's probably the best way of approaching it. The final thing I'd say is that it's difficult for anybody who's new to this to have the confidence, and confidence is the key. You've got to try it, and like all things, science is no different, in my opinion, that the more you practice it, the more your confidence will grow. And
Very true.
so in many ways, people prefer to do posters because it's less traumatic, I suspect, because they can actually prepare the material and answer, and even have pet answers to any subsequent questions they may be posed. Going into the lion's den in an oral presentation is somewhat different because you have no idea what you're going to get asked.
Right.
But actually, that is probably the best arena to try to get into, because in the end, your confidence levels grow faster, much quicker that way, I believe.
And it's
Because
good to start with a poster and then work up to a
work your way
workshop
up,
after that.
exactly. But have objectives set and work out what you're going to say and have clear punchlines. Also, when you're doing a poster, don't over elaborate anything. I think people sometimes write very lengthy methodologies, and frankly, if it's not punched in bullet point fashion where people can take it in quickly and understand what you're doing, then you've lost half the audience straight away before they even get to your conclusions. So I think that's important. So when you're doing your poster, think about your layout, think about your design, think about the key punchy points that you need to make, and make them punchy. And then also at the conclusion, make them concise concluding points. Again, I'd even use bullet points, and also source a reference section, because people love to know where this may have come from. Where can they read more about something? It's not just about reading what you've done, it's about reading what you read to do what you did. I think that's of interest to them. So the reference section is also important.